This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on the killing of a Muslim who converted to Judaism.
At first, it seemed like the kind of shooting that is all too common in the West Bank. A Palestinian aroused suspicions and an Israeli soldier killed him. But the person killed was identified as David Ben Avraham, a Palestinian man who made the unheard-of decision to convert from Islam to Judaism. An outcast to both the Palestinians and most Israelis, Ben Avraham was seen in an online video being questioned by an Israeli soldier moments before his death. Footage from a nearby security camera appeared to show two soldiers shooting Ben Avraham from a close distance as he keeled over backwards onto the sidewalk. The Israeli army said it's investigating the shooting, but rights groups say soldiers are rarely held accountable in such situations. I'm Karen Shamas.
Police have dismantled a pro-Palestinian encampment early Thursday at DePaul University in Chicago, hours after the school's president told students to leave the area or face arrest. That move on Thursday comes less than a week after the school's president said that public safety was a risk. Separately, at the University of California, Irvine, 50 people were arrested, according to a Thursday morning email. South Africa has urged the United Nations top court again to order a ceasefire in Gaza during hearings over emergency measures to halt Israel's military operation in the enclave southern city of Rafah. It was the third time the International Court of Justice held hearings on the conflict in Gaza since South Africa filed proceedings in December accusing Israel of genocide, which it has denied. South Africa told the panel that they must order Israel to totally and unconditionally withdraw. This is VOA News.